You're listening to the Closing Market Report for Monday afternoon. Mark Russo is here. He's with Risk Pulse in Chicago. Mark, let's start right away. We'll begin in Iowa, the North Central region. According to the state statisticians during last week's USDA report, and we'll get another one this afternoon at 3 o'clock, said they were lagging behind. What were their conditions for planting corn like this week, and what do you see for them in the coming week?
Yeah, if we look at rainfall totals across much of northern Iowa this past week, quite a bit of variability. Some of the highest producing counties right at the Minnesota border there didn't receive all that much rain, just very light, spotty rain activity as you moved south of there towards like Des Moines, and then west from there heading towards Sioux Falls or Sioux City. That is where rainfall totals did pick up. They picked up over an inch, but bottom line, it was quite a bit of variability. So some areas did see some improvement, and most of those rains were actually just in recent days here over the weekend. Monday through Friday of last week featured generally dry conditions. So certainly improvement there, although still some debate as to the extent of improvement, and we'll find out more here in about half an hour.
We've got that in place. However, we need to know, will they get a little heat this week and a little wind to dry it out, make sure they can get back in and finish up their planting season?
Well, from a temperature standpoint, that's the easy one. The temperature is now warmer than normal and continued warmer than normal for the next couple of weeks. Even by the end of this week, high temperatures, upper 80s, even some lower 90s. So from a growing degree day standpoint, certainly accelerating or growing degree days there. There will be some additional rain activity coming up, especially towards the latter part of this week across northern Iowa, southern Minnesota. But once we get past that window, kind of starting off the holiday weekend, things do look relatively dry for next week. And so we really have to get past this week for things to improve more significantly. It's not like this week is a total washout, but following another round of rain later on this week, certainly things look much more favorable for the remainder of planting as we go into next week.
Did the winter wheat crop get rainfall as well?
They did. From Nebraska all the way down to portions of the Texas Panhandle. In the largest wheat-producing state of Kansas, the western two-thirds of the state picked up anywhere from half to 1 inch on the lighter side to over 3 inches on the heavier side. Certainly a widespread, significant rain event and very timely for this late winter wheat development across that area.
And did I see, speaking of timely rains, that the Brazilian second crop corn might have picked up a rain?
Both in the southern Safrina Corn Belt, which needed it the most. It's been the driest there in Paraná. We saw rainfall totals on Friday and into Saturday of 1 to 2 inches, even some localized amounts greater than 3 inches across Paraná and Mato Grosso do Sul. And even some of the rains moved up into the northern Safrina Corn Belt. Mato Grosso, Goiás picked up some thunderstorms. So definitely timely rains for the Safrina Corn Belt, especially in the driest areas where the most concern have been here recently due to the drier than normal conditions and even some of the heat that's been experienced across that region. That is now over.
Thanks so much, Mark.
You're welcome, Todd.
That's Mark Russo. He is with Risk Pulse. I'm Todd Gleason.